Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hi, my name is Catherine Schifferdecker, and I teach Old Testament at Luther Seminary. I am teaching at Holden this week on the Psalms, the Book of Psalms, as tools for prayer. And I used that title from a wonderful little book by Eugene Peterson called Answering God, the Psalms as Tools for Prayer. So we concentrated this week on different kinds of psalms, because, of course, the Book of Psalms is the prayer book of ancient Israel, the hymnal of ancient Israel. And there are many different kinds of prayer in there, many different kinds of songs. And so I talked this week about two primary types of psalms that I think are useful for thinking about as we think about how we pray. One is lament, and the other are praise psalms. Now, lament, if you classify all the psalms in the Book of Psalms according to kind of the form that they are, the kind of psalm they are, and that's what psalm scholars do, the most common form of psalm in the Book of Psalms is the lament. And the lament is a kind of prayer that calls God to fulfill God's promises, that holds God to God's promises. And it does this by expressing fear and grief and anger and questions to God. So one of the most famous psalms of lament, of course, is Psalm 22, which Jesus said from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Other ones like Psalm 13, how long, O Lord? How many of us have felt that and prayed that? I hope, I'm sure that there are times in all of our lives when we have thought, how long, O Lord? Jews are a lot better at lament traditionally than Christians have been. I think Christians tend to, at least some Christians tend to feel uncomfortable with lament and wonder whether we can actually be honest with God, whether we can question God and be angry at God. But if we take the Psalms as testimony, as tools for prayer, then we know that lament is a very faithful response to suffering. The opposite of lament is not faith. The opposite of lament is to give up on God and to say, forget you, God, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Or to decide that there is no God. That's not what the psalmists do in lament. In lament, the image that I like to use is that in lament, we hold on to God with one hand and we shake our fist at God with the other. And both of those movements are important. We hold on to God. We don't turn our back on God. We don't give up on God. We hold on to God in faith as a child with his or her parent. And we shake our fist at God. We question God. We are honest with God. We are angry with God. We are expressing all the emotions that we're feeling and calling on God to fulfill God's promises. This is a faithful response to suffering, and it's one of the major responses to suffering in the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament. And again, we see Jesus lamenting from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? So don't be afraid of lament. God is big enough to take our questions. God is big enough to take our fear and our anger and to hear that from us. And of course, we know that even as we hold on to God with one hand, God is holding on to us and keeping us in God's mercy and love, even when we don't know it. The other form of prayer, of course, the other major form of prayer in the Psalms is the Psalm of Praise. And the Psalm of Praise is hugely important in our lives and in the book of Psalms. The Psalter ends with praise. The last five, six Psalms are filled with the word hallelujah, which means praise the Lord. All y'all praise the Lord in Hebrew. Hallelujah. So the Psalter ends with praise. And that praise is also a part of our lives with God. Praise can be a kind of thanksgiving praise for what God has done in our lives. And in that way, it often acts as testimony. So we praise God for what God has done, and we testify to God's work in our lives or in the lives of our community. And in that way, we witness to God's power in our lives and to God's presence. There's also the hymn, the praise psalm that praises God for who God is, for God's attributes of mercy and love and power. The Psalms of Praise are hugely important in the Book of Psalms, but it's important to note that the praise doesn't negate the lament. The praise doesn't deny the lament. It's not like you're, as Eugene Peterson says, it's not like you're slapping a word of praise onto whatever mess we're in at the moment. That praise comes through the lament. That praise, it's like the hallelujahs of Easter morning after the lament of Good Friday. It doesn't deny the lament. It comes through the lament, comes on the other side of lament. And in fact, many of the laments end with praise or with a vow to praise. Easter hallelujahs are sung most profoundly by those who have known Good Friday. And so we look to the Book of Psalms for learning how to pray, faithfully in relationship to the God who loves us and hears our prayer.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.